What is the treatment then for candida? Well, the first thing that you need to do is to remove all sugars from your diet. So that includes things like sucrose, fructose, honey, everything. And you've got to do it really very thoroughly. Make sure that there are absolutely no sugars available in your diet. And this is in order to starve the yeast from its food supply. The next thing to do is to eliminate all alcohol, but also other yeast or mould containing foods or drinks, because these can often create quite unpleasant reactions in people who have candida. So that would include things like vinegar, cheese and dried fruit, peanuts and so on. The next thing that you need to eliminate are all dairy products, so that's cheese and milk. And the reason for this is because dairy products are quite high in a naturally occurring sugar called lactose, and you want to eliminate that. You may find that if you are somebody who can tolerate a little bit of dairy while you're on the program, is that after a while you'll be able to introduce yogurt, but only if it's a live one that contains acidophilus, you know, your beneficial bacteria, because that will actually really assist you in getting the healthy balance back in your gut. And the last thing that you need to eliminate while you're on this program are any known problem foods. So that's obviously things that you know you are allergic to, if you have those sorts of issues, but certainly foods that you have an intolerance or a sensitivity to. And the next part of the program really is to make sure that you get some nutritional support. Now, you may need things like HCL, which is hydrochloric acid. You might need things like digestive enzymes, pancreatic enzymes, which can help with your digestion, and because they've also been found that they limit or stop the overgrowth of bad bacteria and so on, and yeasts. You might need some sort of immune support from supplements, as well as obviously from the food that you eat, and you want to be on a specific diet that will enable you to support your immune system and to so that you're really, really healthy while you're also killing off the candida. There are some nutrients that would be very helpful as supplements, for example, vitamin A, vitamin B6, zinc, selenium, magnesium, essential fatty acids, folic acid and iron. So the absolute minimum you're going to need to take is probably a really, really good, high-quality multivitamin, a mineral supplement that contains B vitamins. And on top of that, I would be inclined to take a good essential fatty acid supplement, perhaps something like a fish oil, or if you can get one that contains a whole range of essential fatty acids in one capsule, that would be a really good thing to do. And focus very much on having a really lovely, good quality diet, organic food if you can afford it, but obviously fresh food is absolutely crucial. And just making sure that you support your liver through this process by eating plenty of the brassica family, so that's your cabbage, your broccoli and those sorts of things, and lemon is also very beneficial, because your liver will have to process all the candida as it dies off, and it gets processed by the liver, and that will just help to stop you having a really bad reaction. And the last herbal support that you really need to take when you are suffering with candida is something that is going to kill off the yeast. So that might be something like caprylic acid or berberine. Garlic is very beneficial. Powdarco, ginger, cinnamon, rosemary, and lactobacillus.